Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca, and I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd, from ThisWeekInGeek.net, and many great radio stations across this great land of ours. Well guys, it is Wednesday, June 5th, 2013. This is episode number 296. Last time on Rad, we looked at the fantastic Metro Last Light available across a variety of platforms, and most definitely worth adding to your gaming collection. And well, guys, we got something really special today. As you guys know, I usually get my games about 2 weeks in advance, depending on the title and how much hype gets placed behind it. Today's review is something really special, and I'm really surprised I actually got it this early. I'm talking about The Last of Us. That's right, that exclusive zombie survival horror game for the PlayStation 3. And well, it was something I didn't quite expect, actually, and I'm just going to preface my review with this. This review will not contain a review of the multiplayer, because as of right now, the multiplayer is not working. However, I will come back later on in the week, presumably, when this thing comes online, and I'll give you guys a good 5 to 10 minute rundown of that, in addition to what's included in the Season's Pass Day 1 DLC. Providing it also, like I said, gets turned on early. Like I said, I may do other reviews in the midterm, but you guys should probably know what's going on. So, I've been playing this game for about the last 4 to 5 days. Holy shit. I gotta say this, and I can't talk about the story in depth, because that's kind of the best part about this. I would call this emotionally draining at times, and I haven't had a piece of media move me like this in a little while, and that's what I'm really enjoying about it. So I guess I'm just going to kind of jump into this review. You can probably tell which way it's going to go. So let's talk about the gameplay slash storyline. So the storyline for The Last of Us is the world has been hit by this virus, or more like a fungal infection, if you will, and it basically starts turning people into these infected zombie-like creatures. Kind of think, I guess, 28 days later, because they're the runner zombies, but also kind of meets Left 4 Dead. There are mutant varieties as well. Plus, you're also fighting crazed survivors. So you play the role of Joel. And there is a scene that starts before the game really gets going. I'm not going to spoil that surprise for you. But basically, it's Joel's mission to help escort this young girl named Ellie basically across America, because, well, she's important to basically how this whole thing plays out. And, well, is she going to be the savior of humanity, or who knows what? And that's the thing. I can't talk about the story without giving any spoilers away, but I'll say this. The performances in here are tremendously nuanced, and some of the things that happen during the course of this story, some of them are like, holy shit, I can't believe that just happened, to a moment where you actually get shock. And it's that good kind of shock. It's that shock that you kind of get from The Walking Dead, for example. And you can definitely see where this thing is maybe kind of drawn from that in the post-apocalyptic fiction. Another thing that might be a good thing to kind of compare this to might be Stephen King's The Stand, and just how it portrays this ruined world. And you really kind of get into the heads of these survivors, especially just listening to Joel and Ellie talk back and forth. You see Joel as this tremendously damaged guy. He's lost a lot during the course of the events of this game, and he's not the same man going in. And that's what I kind of like what happens with The Last of Us in terms of story. You actually see a real evolution with some of these characters, and I genuinely enjoy it. The woman who voices Ellie, I'm going to talk about her a little bit more. Her performance in this is so good. And you can just hear little things in the voice that really push the story and really give it a lot of credibility too. Plus, artifacts you find in the environment really help give the story a little bit more depth. And I really appreciate that. It's not often where I spend a while searching around a game for collectibles. Here I actually did, because I wanted to know more. And I just found out there's a comic book series for this, which unfortunately I didn't get for review, so I may talk to my local comic book shop to see if I can track that down. The Gauntlet in Orangeville, Ontario, if you're curious, to where I curate my comic books. In terms of gameplay, it's a third-person shooter, I guess, but I would almost describe it as more of a stealth game, because going in guns blazing will likely get you killed, because you can't carry a crap ton of ammo. I've maxed out a couple of my guns, and I'm not carrying more than what might seem actually realistic. Let's just say you're not pulling Call of Duty here. You get everything from your pistols, you get two types of shotguns, a sniper rifle, more or less, a bow and arrow, a flamethrower, and this really weird pistol thing with a scope on it. Although all of them are incredibly useful. You also get things that are like smoke grenades. You can make these pipe bomb-like things and Molotov cocktails. And only in this game have I found Molotov cocktails pretty much really, really effective. You can also find manuals in the world that will help you upgrade your weapons as you go along. Like maybe make explosions bigger. Stuff like that. Maybe make the duration of a burn longer. There's also a crafting system in the game as well, where you gather items like alcohol, rags, refined sugar, just trust me on that one, and broken pairs of scissors to create everything from shivs to nail bombs to first aid kits. And there's also pills you can collect in the world, which also help you upgrade your body stats as well, or like how well you hear. And that's actually an important part in this game. By holding down, I think it's the R2 button, you listen into the environment and just see where enemies are, approximately where they are, by hunting by sound. And it's surprisingly useful. I really recommend you upgrade that fairly early on, especially on the higher difficulty modes. So I think I pretty much covered that. Only other thing to say about gameplay is the enemy AI is, it's either diabolical in how it seeks you out, or it's incredibly stupid. Here's what I mean. If you run across an enemy's path and you're not well hidden, they'll see you probably. You can still lose them, and you know, you can even kind of bait and switch them at times. But if Ellie or other computer-controlled characters dash in front of these people, they don't see them. See, I was under the whole impression the whole time the enemies were seeing them as well as me. So that's why it took me a really long time to complete this game, because I was stealthing everywhere. And I really like how you can do that. You can almost approach each section, each encounter, if you will, from a different way. You can either go in using your fists or guns, or you can sneak around, you can choke people, you can shiv them. It's really cool. That's also another thing I should probably mention too. Melee weapons break, and they don't get a whole lot of hits. You can shiv most enemies, except for some of the higher level infected, although you can get upgrades to do things with that later. Just don't ever try to take on one of the bloater types with a melee weapon. It's not going to end well for you. So let's talk about the graphics in this game. The term destroyed beauty has been thrown around a lot in the last couple of years, especially with games like Gears of War, even Halo ODST. This game, one of the people that worked on it was one of the people who worked on Enslaved Odyssey to the West, and you can definitely tell that here. That's not a bad thing. You really kind of get that sense of, there's a show on TV, it's called Life Without People or something, or Life After People, something like that. And it just shows cities overgrown by moss, cars being rusted out and just left abandoned on the roadway, buildings having parts of them falling off. And this is one of the first games I've ever really come across outside of Odyssey of the West where that feels fully realized. Like, this world feels lived in and abandoned. Sure, Gears of War, it looks like a war zone, but it doesn't feel lived in. This place does. It feels like everybody just got up and left and ran and didn't look behind them. There's trash everywhere. You find bodies. There's even a couple of bodies you find that are actually kind of disturbing. And what I mean by that is, I'm not going to spoil the impact, but I'll say this. They didn't suffer. That actually kind of had me pause the game. I'm like, oh, fuck. I've got to stop this. just for just a minute. I encountered a similar moment. I think it was Dead Space 2 or 3. And it was just as creepy then. Here, it's more creepy. Because this world feels more real where I'm not fighting space aliens. But it's got a nice sense of itself. I also like how your flashlight is tremendously useful. It does light up the environment. It feels like a real flashlight. And the lighting engine in this is great, too. Just seeing the sunlight stream through, like, great stuff like that. Or how candlelight kind of dances. You can hide in the shadows and dance in and out. Tremendously cool. Plus, the animation on the faces is top-notch. There are times you can't even tell, I think, in a lot of ways, that this is a game you're watching. If you just let your mind wander, you think you're watching a movie, I think. It's fantastic, especially the facial expressions on Ellie. I think she really sells this. If you don't believe her facial expressions, the game doesn't work. I mean, as much as Troy Baker, the voice actor, puts into his voice and his facial emotions, you get a lot more out of whoever did the motion cap for Ellie. And I've heard someone say that it was Ellen Page to me. I don't know. I didn't verify it before I recorded this, but you just get such a performance just comes right through. I haven't seen that good a performance in a game. I almost might actually venture ever. I've never just seen real emotion come through a face. So moving on to sound for this game. Silence can be your best friend in this. And this thing has nailed atmospheric sound design better than anything I've played, at least on this generation of consoles. And that's saying a lot, because I love sound. I like the fact that each time you walk, you can hear gravel scratch beneath your feet. You can almost tell what kind of boots they're wearing. You can hear enemies off in the distance. And this may be going off on a little bit of a tangent, but I'm in a point late in the game, and it's a sunny day outside in this abandoned city, and I'm just listening to the birds sing, dogs bark off in the distance, and just the stillness. Sometimes it's the kind of stillness you get if you're from a small town, and everything's asleep, and you're the only one around. This game has nailed that. It really has. And the environment, you can hear like different, like if things bounce off a different type of wall, you can hear things bounce off a different type of object. It's also vicious when it gets to attacks too. When things tear out your throat, you feel that. When you smash someone's head in with a pipe, you feel that squish. It's really wet. I really like that. Like, just fantastic sound design in this game. And I gotta talk about some of the voice talent. Troy Baker, Booker DeWitt, does a fantastic job here as Joel. Like, I pretty much, since I became aware of him, I'm actively seeking him out in other things. I really liked him in Bioshock. I really like him here. But the person who deserves, I think, the best role in this game is a woman named Ashley Johnson. Turns out she was Chrissy Seaver on Growing Pains, which means I don't know how old I was at the time, which means I don't know if it's okay to say that I liked her back then. I don't know. But the performance she gives as Ellie is just so desperate. And what I mean by that is this is someone who's lost everything. And you can hear that come across in her voice. Sometimes she jokes around with Joel, but when she gets down to delivering the really emotional parts, I buy it. I really do. Like, there's a part near the end where they're talking, and it's a real bonding moment between those two. And it's just, it's almost as if it wants to say, "Why don't you love me?" And it's just, you know what, I can't say any more about it, but just say there's a really good performance in here. Also with the music, too, it really, when it's present, it's just the right kind of seasoning on the scene. It's not too strong, it's just subtle. It adds nothing but atmosphere. And when it's there as appropriate, like, you know, it's a little bit louder, it's great, too. Like I said, this game, I'm having a really hard time finding anything really negative to kind of say about it, which brings me to multiplayer / extras. Now, there are collectibles in the world you can find. You can find Firefly Pendants, which is a faction in the game. You can find comic books that Ellie's trying to collect. And you can also find artifacts in the world. And these artifacts can really help explain things like you might find a family picture, a note, a map to an area describing something. But you also just get little slices of the struggles that the people in the world have gone through. I found more than one suicide note. And just painting these pictures of desperation. And not everybody you encounter is necessarily evil. They're trying to survive just like you. And I like the fact that it kind of blurs that line of, is this a bet? Like, are we all monsters now? And it's just, it's really good. It's really, really good. My main complaint about the game is I don't think it's possible to max everything out in one playthrough. However, there is a new game plus. I'm just experimenting with that now. Now, I did buy the season's pass for this game, but I don't know whether my extra content has been activated. I know when I tried to enter the online mode to review multiplayer, it was not active as of this recording. So I couldn't speak as to what the multiplayer might include, but I'm pretty confident it'll be fun. I'm not sure how much of a lifespan it'll have. I imagine similar to other Naughty Dog games. So I don't know. I'm definitely going to come back and do a mini rad on this, probably either this week when they turn it on the servers, or maybe on launch day when there's more people to play with and all the DLC and everything is active. So look for that probably next week. So anyway, guys, my final thoughts on The Last of Us. I think this is a reason to own a PlayStation 3. In fact, this probably is probably one of the best games I've ever played because it's survival horror, but not in your face. And what I mean by that is Resident Evil was creepy at first. Silent Hill was creepy at first, but it never made you feel, I don't know. I'd say Silent Hill made you feel scared. Resident Evil made you feel panicked. This game manages to do it at once. Like, I love the fact that it would take me 5 minutes to kill one guy because I would creep around him. I'd watch where he was going. I'd throw bricks to distract him or bottles. And then I would feel utter satisfaction as I came up behind him and choked him to death. This game, I love it. It's probably, yeah, I'm going to say it's probably my favorite game I've played this year. And in fact, as soon as I'm done this review, I'm going to go do it again. So anyway, guys, The Last of Us, buy this game. Instant classic. This is a system seller. This should be a pack-in game if you want the best PlayStation 3 experience you can possibly get. So anyway, guys, I will be back at some point either this week or next week with more reviews. I'm really busy with some other projects right now, plus E3's coming. So if I'm a little radio silent, you know what's going on. Otherwise, you know, follow the usual channels to see what I'm up to. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again next time right here on ReviewADay.ca.